Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Real, Relevant, and Raw Relationship Radio at its very best. Real, Relevant, and Raw broadcast live every Thursday from 11 p.m. until 12 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host,
Sadie Sharp.
And we are here live. I appreciate, we both appreciate everybody's support and even listening to the recorded show. But listen, we are live, not Memorex, not delayed, real time. We are here. We are back. We are present to set it off tonight. Sadie, it's good to have you back. I hope you had a good vacation. I hope that you're refreshed and renewed and relaxed and all that good stuff. Now it's time for Sadie to get back in the saddle and set it off. Sadie, how you doing tonight?
I am doing well, and I am even more happy to be on this show tonight. I really miss this. I miss our dynamics that we have together on the show, Michael. I miss watching our show and listening to our show, watching our numbers. I missed it all, and I'm so glad to be here tonight.
Well, Sadie, listen, the show missed you.
Real, Relevant, and Raw, I missed you, too.
Hey, Real, Relevant, and Raw, you know what I'm saying? I'm used to having my ears set on fire every Thursday night from 11 p.m. to 12 a.m., and my ears have pulled off. So, Sadie, listen, we are back. We want to thank everyone for their support. Listen, I want everyone listening to become a follower of the show. Go to our show page, www.blogtalkradio.com/realrelevantraw. Click on the follow button. You will become a follower of the show. You will get an email notification when our show is about to begin. We also understand that there are people who want to call in, who want to comment. There are people who are a little bit more private. So if you have a question, we are relationship experts on the one hand with Sadie Sharp, and I am one who has had a breath and depth of relationship experiences. We both can speak out of that expertise and experience. If you have a question or a comment and you don't want to call in, but you want to share it with us, same show page, www.blogtalkradio.com/realrelevantraw. Go to the message button, click on there. You can leave us a message, and I promise you we will get back to you. Finally, let me give you our guest call-in number. To call in only to comment or ask a question, 646-716-7031. That's 646-716-7031. Everybody, tonight's topic is, can you love a bad boy? For those who are from the Caribbean, can you love a bad boy? A rude boy, can you love a bad boy? Somebody who has a proclivity, a penchant to get in trouble. Someone who likes to live life in the fast lane. Someone who enjoys walking on the wild side, and someone with a gangster side. And that's my take on the bad boy. Sadie Sharp, what is your take on what a bad boy is?
A bad boy is bad.
Period.
He is bad all the time. He's just always bad, Michael. And, you know, as a woman, you just don't know what you're going to do with him, but you just can't stop loving him because he's bad.
Bad.
And he's exciting. He's very exciting.
So a bad boy.
Keeps you on your toes, and he's definitely full of flame. Never water. He's not a tsunami, he's a raging fire.
Listen to you. Well, Sadie, it's interesting because there is this motif in our culture that in some sense celebrates the bad boy. And our kickoff song tonight, I had to dig in the crates a bit and take us back, I think, to the 80s or early 90s. I think it was the early 90s. MC Lyte, Roughness. Let me play that song, Sadie, we're going to come back, and we're going to continue our conversation and answer the question, can you love a bad boy? You're listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw.
Hey! Hey! Got a who? Got a how to work?
Yeah, we're back, everybody. We just listened to MC Light, Roughneck. Now, everybody listening tonight and who'll be listening to the archive, now that song was kind of fading in and out in my headphones. I don't know if you were hearing it faded in and out. If you did or if you are, then my apologies, our apologies for any technical difficulties. But we're back, Real Relevant and Raw on Blog Talk Radio, bringing you the very best in relationship content. I'm your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host,
Sadie Sharp.
And our topic tonight is, can you love a bad boy? Sadie, what is the appeal in your mind of the bad boy? What is it about the persona? Maybe it's the swagger, the behavior of the bad boy that makes him, for some, so appeal.
First and foremost, I like to say he stands out from all the rest.
Mm.
He doesn't have to have a plane. He doesn't have to be making six figures. He doesn't have to have anything. If you just put a whole bunch of men in the room, you don't know who any of them are. He stands out all the rest because he's bad. Now, what I would like to do, Michael, if you don't mind, I would just like to clarify the difference in a bad boy and a player.
All right, clarify.
Because I don't suggest that anybody even try to love a player.
Mm.
A player is an emotionally unstable, insecure, schizophrenic man. Or he may not suffer from schizophrenia, but multiple personality disorder. And he needs to have a different woman for different aspects of his life. Meaning, he may have a woman that he's in a relationship with that he wants to pretend he one day wants to get married and have a family. And he may have another woman who he likes to take out and live the wildlife with. And then he may have another woman who he deals with when he goes to work, and they have a work relationship. That, my darling, are you listening, is a player.
All right.
Okay? And we don't play with players. Now, a bad boy is capable of being committed to a woman, but one woman. And he sometimes may find himself in situations where he's been bad, but not necessarily. But not necessarily suffering from insecurities, low self-esteem, multiple personalities, slash schizophrenia disorder. Okay? And
mm-hmm.
that those are those guys who are running around with different women promising everybody the world. There's seeds, too, in your boo. There's three sides to that man. I would not suggest you love that type. But a bad boy is just bad. He's fun. Anything he does, he brings a different type of twist to it. From his dress style to the words that he chooses to use. Often when you're in the presence of a bad boy, you'll hear words that you've never heard before, terms you've never heard before. They're just fun, and they actually bring a form of spice to your life. But it's playing with fire. It really is. Because a bad boy is not only wanted by you, he's going to be wanted by many. You take him to a baby shower, half the women in a room, regardless of what he looks like, it's that swag, honey. We'll be fantasizing about what you're getting at night when you get home. And they may want a little taste. But that all comes with having a bad boy. See, it takes a good girl. Michael, are you with me?
Hey, Sadie,
I've got a very, very good girl.
Hey, Sadie, listen, I have never blown up your spot, and I'm not going to start tonight. I'm sitting here listening.
Never have, but I are recently divided.
Hey.
Oh, shit. No, I'm just saying, like, honestly, my ex-husband, fuck my cornball. No, my ex-husband's a cornball, and he knows that, okay? And
okay.
That was all fine and dandy, but you know what? I am not, you know what my ex-husband used to always say to me, Michael?
What?
You're a lion that can't be tamed.
Mm.
Or I guess we should say lioness, but he used to say lion. He didn't say lioness.
All right.
But you're a lion that can't be tamed. And you know what I found out?
What?
That I'm a lioness that needs to roll with a lion.
Say, I got a confession to make. I got a confession. I know the topic. I know the topic tonight is can you love a bad boy? And listen, I don't know anything about loving a bad boy because, you know, I'm a heterosexual male. I got to say this, and I'm kind of, listening audience, getting into the topic of next week just momentarily. I like a woman. I got to say this, listening audience, Sadie, you know this is true. I like a woman with a gangster side. You feel me? I'm not going so far to say she needs to have a criminal record. You understand what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. She was wanted for murder and shit like that. However, I like a woman with a gangster side. I like that thuggish, hustler, hard at times. I tell you, it's appealing to me, man. It's appealing to me. So any ladies listening tonight, if you are attracted to the bad boy, you love a bad boy, and of course, as
no, 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 I never said it. I never said what I'm too new to all this, okay? Why are you laughing at?
Hey, Sadie, listen, I'm laughing because you know what? We having fun. That's all. I'm just having fun. You know, hey, how long has it been? 2 weeks. You know, we're just having fun. You know we get down to the nitty gritty. You know we answer the questions. We take the callers. I'm just having fun, you know. And I tell you, there's a bit of a bad boy in me, you know, and I get it.
Oh,
you know,
don't we all know that, man?
I try to domesticate him, but you know, like if I was strong.
Listen, sometimes he gets out and you wake up in the morning, you're thinking about the shit he did last night.
That's right. You know, and this audience, my bad boy's named Raheem. And let me just tell y'all this real fast now. And listen, we keep it real here, and I think that's what all of you like about the show. We keep it real. Listen, this goes back about 5 years, one of those days where I just wasn't trying to take anything from anybody. And Raheem reared his ugly head on my job, and I almost had a fight. I almost had a fist fight with one of my coworkers. Hey, what can I say? What can I say? You know, so it's bad boy. It's bad boy. And it's funny because there is, from what I understand, something appealing about the bad boy. I think what it is, it's that attitude of I don't care, you know, I live by my own.
But let me tell you, Michael, honestly, previously for me, I never gave that type of guy a chance.
Really?
Ever. I always shut that shit down. Excuse my friend. Sorry, guys.
Hold on, Sadie, back up one sec. Listen, you know how we do. No need to apologize, now. You know how we do. And hey, we keep it real relevant, raw, not raunchy. Every now and then we let one slip. It's okay. So keep it going, Miss Sadie Shaw.
Yeah, I used to shut that down because I never dated a bad guy in my life. I always dated kind of, you know, the opposite, actually.
Wow.
Always the opposite. The guys who, you know, do the right thing, you know, date for a while, engage after a certain amount of time. You know, the guys who do the right thing, you know. Always dated that type.
Not me.
But here's the thing. That type is good, and I recommend that type for women, you know, who want to settle down. I think at the stage that I'm at right now, you know, I'm fun. You know, I mean, I don't know. I'm not You know, it takes a certain type of woman to love a bad boy, and it depends on what stage in your life you're at. You're looking
right.
to settle down and, you know, have some kitties and all that other good stuff, then the bad boy may not be the one for you, because 9 times out of 10, settling down and having kids is not on his mind. You know? I mean, bad boys are all about having fun, staying on the go.
Exactly.
And, you know, when you're kind of ready to do something a little bit more serious, you may want a guy a little bit more stable. I mean, that's just the honest to God truth. But if you're fresh out of, like, a relationship or a divorce or something like that, and you want to have lots of fun, go for it.
That's right.
And if you're at a stage right now when you're like, you know, I really like this guy, and I'll kind of stick around and see if he's going to, you know, mature a little bit, then, hey, that's your timeline, you know. But it's not for every woman. You got to be tough and thick-skinned, and you can't be too catty, because there's going to be many women around him.
Many, many, many women.
Like, listen, I'm thinking of a 50 Cent song, Many Men. Many, many, many. But you know what?
Yes.
Go ahead.
You are setting it off tonight, Sadie. Listen, I want to play the song Tap Out by Cash Money. I mean, I was gonna upload the explicit version, but it's just nasty. You know what I mean? And I'm no prude, but it's nasty. So this is like the semi clean version. I definitely want to come back to this conversation and talk a little bit more about the appeal of the bad boy and why women are attracted to bad boy. And then of course we're gonna ask the question. Hey, let's take a little break, Sadie. Let's listen to this song, Tap Out by Cash Money. You're listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw on Blog Talk Radio.
Risk gang.
If you hating, you just need some.
Risk gang.
She picked up when she gave me some. Say I'm looking better than that other. She say, tune, I'm about to. I say, I'm coming with you. And she don't like them pretty n***s, she didn't. She ride this, cut this jigger. That's my pillows. That's because I sleep in that. Then when I wake up, tell the pigs I say, assalamu alaikum. My bitch a choosy lover, never without a rubber. Sweet yellow bone thing, I call her honey mustard. Sit like a seashell, like a V12. She say, I drive her crazy. I say, just keep on your seatbelt. Bend it over, bust it open for me. Bend it over, bust it open for me. Yeah. Say she love me, she just love it. Come put that $1 million pussy on me, make me rich. Don't you?
She got that $1 million. She got that $1 million. Make a tap out, tap out, tap out, tap out, tap out.
Yeah.
And I'ma make a tap out, tap out.
All day, all night.
Tap out, tap out.
Yeah. Crib made a tap out. Sauna made a tap out. Jet made a tap out. Pilot with the map out. Million on the diamond. Million on the kitchen. Millions on the Maybach. Glass top ceiling. $1 million. Sleeping on Versace, sleeping on a Fendi, sleeping on Cavalli, married to the money, millions in the bank, Alexander McQueen, rich in the paint.
I got that f*** you if you love me on some. She got that $1 million, seven figure rich. We switch positions like we do in your business. She gets a shaking, then stiff.
She got that $1 million, ooh. $1 million, $1 million, ooh, ooh, ooh. And all I wanna do is touch it, touch it, ooh, ooh, ooh. Make a tap out, tap out, tap out, tap out, tap out.
$1 million. before it's come. Don't let me tell you twice, already told you once.
Who got the baddest? You on the planet. These boys love me, they don't understand it.
$1 million might pounce on that. Throw them hundreds till I lose counts on that. Max out all of them accounts on that. $1 million checks don't bounce on that. Pull up in that, you can't afford this. Only rap, join the Forbes list. Jury make them say Birdman. Rubs hands like Birdman.
She got that $1 million.
Rich gang. Rich girl.
She got that million dollar.
I see. Paradise home.
Yeah.
Bronson, why you shining? Jumping out of Bugatti.
And all I wanna do is touch it. Touch it. Touch it. Touch it. And I'ma make it tap out. Tap out.
Yeah.
Tap out. Tap out.
Money game up.
Tap out. And I'ma make a tap out.
Yeah.
Tap out.
Baby girl.
I'm in love with your Egyptian skin. Now you talk about religion. I'm in prison with a prison. And I'm falling no cushion.
And we are back with Real Relevant Raw on Blog Talk Radio, bringing you the very best in relationship content in relationship radio. I'm your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host,
Sadie Sharp.
Tonight's topic, everybody, is Can You Love a Bad Boy? Let me give you our guest calling number. It is 646-716-7031. 646-716-7031. Sadie, I wanna set it off tonight. And I wanna raise a question for our listening audience. It begs the question, what is the appeal of the bad boy? And for some ladies, mostly, and with all acknowledging of our gay community, some men say, I'm just wondering, is sex better with the bad boy as opposed to with the good boy? I'm just wondering.
I would say yes, because I've had, you know, my past with guys have been good boys. Okay, I've always dealt with the good guys, the well-behaved ones, the ones who know how to treat a lady, and, you know, you're not going to find up in the club, twisted out, you know, but, you know, that's just my past. But I would say, regardless of the size of the tool,
okay,
bad boys put a whole nother twist on the bedroom. So it's just, it's that swag again. It's that confidence they bring to the table. I mean, some of them may not be as confident as they seem, but damn, they put on a good show. And the show is great, and the sex is even better.
All right. So we got to keep, I'm going to keep a little raw right now. And the man, I will not name the person because he did not give me permission to name him. The person who I'm very close to, older man I'm very close to, like a father to me, he said this. He said, Mike, and listen, audience, excuse my use of the S word, but I got to say it like I was told it. He said, listen, whenever you are having sex with a woman, he said this. He said, fuck him first, then make love to him. He said because that's what a woman really wants. He said they want you. They may not act like that, but what they really want is for you to fuck them first, then make love to them.
That right?
So essentially, what he was saying was, bring out the bad boy first, then bring out the good boy.
See, and Michael, you know what? I agree with your friend, because here's the thing. Sometimes, the average woman probably cannot let her guard down for a bad boy. And let me tell you what I mean, but I was thinking about that a second ago while we were going to break. Like, a lot of times a bad boy is not going to be able to meet the woman's needs for something more long-term.
Right.
And what I mean by that is he's the fun, he's the excitement. He allows this woman to be her. I mean, you go out to the club with your husband, he's like, ah, babe, you're having too many drinks. Oh, babe, sit down. The bad boy, you start to drink and he start pouring that Patron down your throat for you. Ah,
right.
You swallow. You know what I mean? He keep you swallowing all night.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You start twerking. Y'all up in the club getting it jumping together, you know? But then it's like, okay, when you're looking for something a little bit more serious and, you know, more mature and trying to grow together and build a life together, that's where the bad boy syndrome might be like, okay.
And
I
know,
have
say,
to make a decision here.
You know, Sade, I gotta jump in because in my own situation, and I would think my significant other wouldn't mind me talking about this. One of the things that we've talked about is we're both non-conventional people, right? And we've also talked about this very thing that why does it have to mean, and I'm not saying you're saying this, you're just painting a scenario that is all too common. Why is it that when people commit to each other monogamously or they want to build a life together, whether it's being married or not being married, or let's say they take the step to get married, why is it that we necessarily have to tone down the bad part, if you will? So I'm out with my girl and she starts twerking. Why I got to tell her to sit down? Or why I got to tell her to tone it down? Why can't I encourage her? Or any man.
And good boys need to find the medium. But the difference in a bad boy is 9 out of 10, a bad boy is not going to want to spend the same time in a relationship that the average guy would. I mean, you got to remember what turns this black guy on. You said it yourself earlier, it's the fast lane. It's the fast lane. It's only so long you can keep up with that. Some women can. But remember, my key thing here is when you start getting ready to settle down, 9 times out of 10, if your guy is still what you call a bad boy, then he's not ready to settle down. You know, these bad boys, they want to do bad boy things with other boys. I mean, I don't mean like that. You know what I mean? Like going out, being in the streets, being in the fast lane, being around women. That's how that swag gets sharpened. That swag doesn't get sharpened by sitting in the house watching movies and having a blockbuster night.
Listen to you. And you know what, Sadie, how about this? And I hear you. See, I think where we're going with this conversation is that, and this is what I'm hearing, and this is what I'm kind of, for lack of a better way of putting it, learning myself and reaffirming within myself. There are some things, brothers, gentlemen who are listening, that we can learn from the bad boy. You know what I'm saying? Let your woman roam the earth. You understand? Let your woman be free in the sense of let her express herself. Let her be her. Let her bring out that wild side. Some women need that. Some women want that. I think Michael Bazin was right. There's a freak in every woman. You understand? It just takes the right man to bring it out or to give her permission to let it out. You understand what I'm saying? And I think, you know, the gentleman's like a father figure to me. I think his words were accurate. You know what I'm saying? I think that time.
Yeah, a woman wants a man that will, like you said, be bad with her, but to make love to her shows her that you care. And
exactly.
You cannot, the same way a woman cannot starve her man sexually, you cannot starve a woman emotionally. You'll lose her. I don't care who you are or how fascinated she is with your bad boyhood, you cannot starve a woman emotionally. And unfortunately, bad boys are good for fun and entertainment and all, you know, they're exciting. But they, like I said, they sharpen that swag by being out. That woman's not going to necessarily be the center of their attention. They may like her, he'll spend time with her, whatever. But it's not until he's kind of like in that graduating stage where, okay, you know what, I'm ready to go to the next level. But, you know, people can't say that. That shows in their actions.
I think what we're saying is that the bad boy, the good boy, quote-unquote, can learn from the bad boy, and likewise, the bad boy.
I don't think we should refer to the good boy as the good boy. I think we should have the men and the bad boys.
All right, so I think the men can learn from the bad boy and vice versa. And you know what? At this stage of my life, Sadie, I got to say, at this stage of my life, I think, for me, I like to embrace a little bit of both. Because I think...
Exactly.
You understand what I'm saying? I think in its proper perspective, if I was dating around, again, a little bit of both. In a relationship,
right.
A little bit of both. And I think we who are quote unquote men, quote unquote, can learn something from the bad boy.
I agree with you 100%. I agree with you 100%. I think my ideal situation would be to be with a man who knows how to go out and be bad, but not a man who's a bad and he's not even a man yet, he's a boy.
I love it. Sadie, I love what you just said, you know, and I don't know, I just like music too. I want to go to World War II, Sadie, and Love Ain't Thing, Wale featuring Sam Drew. Listen, audience, we've got about 25 minutes left. We're going to take this quick song break, enjoy some music, come on back, and definitely finish up this conversation. You're listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw, as always, bringing you the best in relationship radio.
On everything I wear, it all the American tees. And so sick, the most prolific in the DMV. Listen, when you get the keys, instead of them, you don't get the beef. Make one, get the pizza, get the peace. You gon' need more than Wikipedia to get to me. PG to Mo County, bet they all know about me. Every hood, every burb, I got superb balance. From the city that made me love you forever for it. Hope you celebrate every moment forever and know it. You made me what I am, you made me what I'm not. They gon' love you a little different when you at the top. Worse, give me love, baby. Not enough, not enough. Just baby, what the f baby? It's just us, baby. This ain't right, this is life, it's love, hey, then what's up? Give me love, baby. Not enough, not enough. Touch, baby. Baby, it's just us, baby. This ain't right, this is life, it's love, hey, then in the end of love, love. City gets cold. As you reach your goals, you gon' meet you some foes. Having dinner with Leonis since I'm dreaming to own. But for now, me and my homie see the bottle float. I'm trying to redefine the culture, renovate the soul. Woman in town, but I'm manifesting every goal. I see potential in John, talk to him once a week. Media targets in our city and this week. I lost a lot of friends, and they ain't even dead. When I was on my way up, why you ain't seen stairs? Lord Father, if I opted to follow them, my heart would tear for my dreams, let me know that you had. And it's weird when I'm anywhere with too many heads. Tell us to never tell it until it's dead. How could you blame us, envy? We do the same thing for a living, know the same things, but they all commend me. Champagne, I'ma spill it till we all fill up. Maybe it stopped me from giving a fuck about opinion. I'm probably not, but I'm temporarily out of physics. Instead of supposedly propaganda to politicians.
Oh.
And you're listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw on Blog Talk Radio. That was Love Hate Thing by Wale featuring Sam Drew. I'm your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host,
Sadie Sharp.
We're back. We're live. We're in the house tonight, and our topic is, can you love a bad boy? Let me give us our guest caller number one more time, 646-716-7031. 646-716-7031. So, say, let me just get right to the question of tonight. In your opinion, can someone love a bad boy?
Yes, someone can.
Why is that?
Because people in general can love people who are not always probably healthy for us to love. But sometimes people grow on you. And usually bad boys are usually sweet, you know?
Mm.
You know, it's different than the arrogant asshole and, you know, a bad boy. You know, people think bad boy that, no, they're usually really sweet. That's what makes them so fun to be around. That's what, that aura that attracts women, that attracts people is them. They have a great aura normally. So, yes, a person can love a bad boy. Can you make a relationship work with a bad boy? It depends on where the woman is. Can she handle it, and what is she looking for? If she's looking to settle down and have somebody in the house with her at night, then you probably got the wrong guy, lady. You know?
Yes, yes. Well, you know, I'm gonna add my little insight. You know, for me, absolutely. I would say unequivocally. I think the issue is this. I think either it's a case of opposites attract. The good girl, quote unquote, being attracted to the bad boy. Maybe it's that sense of adventure. Maybe in him she sees the kind of non-conventional, individualistic kind of person that she may want to be, et cetera, et cetera. I think on the other hand, it may be an issue of like attracting like.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm trying to say? That the bad girl likes the bad boy. You understand? Bonnie and Clyde, riding out to the, you know, riding out, as they say, turning it up. I think, in either situation, I think yes. I think you can love a bad boy. This is how I see it. If it's an issue of opposites attracting, Sadie, as you have alluded to earlier in the show, and I think it's been a consistent theme in your commentary throughout the show. Ladies, listen, if you love a bad boy, or if you are growing to love, or someone's falling in love with a bad boy, listen, just know what to expect. Know what to expect. Know that his swagger may attract multiple women. Can you handle that? Can you handle the attention he's going to get from other women? You understand, as long as he's coming home to you, literally or figuratively. Now listen, there's some bad boys who got into some trouble. You understand, can you handle that extreme case of the bad boy? Can you handle getting that phone call at 3 a.m. that your man was locked up? You understand? Or if he has a criminal past, he may come to your house with an ankle bracelet on. Can you handle that? You understand what I'm saying? Because I'm keeping it real. As I said, I'm keeping it 100. Because, you know, that may not be your experience, and I'm not saying all bad boys are criminals. That is not what I'm saying.
Some new jewelry, huh? He may be coming home.
Hey, say to that jewelry that flashes when you don't want it to.
Oh, shit.
You understand? So, I'm just saying. You understand? You got to know what you may have to accept with the bad boy. Now, listen, on the other hand, if you're a bad girl, then you know exactly what to expect because that's part of your persona also. But I think, yes, I think fundamentally, someone can love a bad boy. And you know what? Someone can love the bad boy part of a good boy, or as Sadie has said earlier, a man. So, hey, I think everybody, we definitely answered the question.
for tonight. Is there any? Can you have any? You have any pointers? Any tips for women who may be with a bad boy and feel like they're growing to love him, or they're women who are listening tonight who are actually in love with the bad boy? Any guidelines? Any tips? Any advice?
Be straight up. Be honest and be sincere, because these men read through bullshit. They read women for a living.
Wow.
So the last person you want to try to play games with is a bad boy you're falling in love with, because you will get played. Take it from me. I know. When you know people and you have options and people try to play games with you, they become a game quick. And the worst time to get played is when a person's really not into you anyway. I'm telling you, you do not want to play games with people who have many options.
I like that. The bad boy reads women for a living.
They know bullshit when they hear it, and they'll sit there and just play right along with you. Oh, okay.
Exactly. And you know what? Even within myself, baby, my new mantra is no drama, no bullshit. You know what I mean? Whether it's family, no drama, no bullshit. Whether it's friends, or I would say, you know, ex-friends to be, no drama, no bullshit. And,
you know, you didn't say ex-friends.
Hey, let me tell you something. Let me tell you how deep it goes, right? I actually unfriended somebody because that person was directing drama and bullshit my way. I don't play. I don't have time for that. You know what I'm saying? I'm a man on a mission, a man of purpose. You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying, as you are a woman of purpose and a woman on a mission, we don't have time for that, those distractions. You understand? And Lady Sadie's saying something very accurate. They're men, and I would stand it beyond the bad boy. A mature man can also read women. We don't have time for that. So as you want a man to come correct, ladies, same thing, you got to come correct. You got to come correct. So put at this stage of the game, ladies, you got to put all your cards on the table. You understand what I'm saying? If you got baby daddy drama, put it on the table. If the other issues you're wrestling with and dealing with, just put it on the table. And just like I think I've said in the show in times past, I think that women simply want full disclosure so that they have the information that they need to choose. Likewise, and if there are men who agree with me, call in and concur with what I'm saying. Men, real men, want full disclosure also so that we can have the right to choose. Hey, I'm going to go to one more song. You know, I was reading in Rolling Stone magazine about Macklemore and how this guy from Seattle, Washington, just who's really a conscious rapper who has just taken over the airwaves. And other than Blurred Lines by Robin Thicke, Can't Hold Us, and Thrift Shop by Macklemore, they have been the summer anthem. We're going to have our last song, and we'll come back and finish up the show. Can't Hold Us by Macklemore. Our topic tonight is Can You Love a Bad Boy? You're listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw on Blog Talk Radio.
Looking for a better way to get up out of bed instead of getting on the internet and checking a new hit. Me get up, first shot, come strut walking. A little bit of humble, a little bit of cautious. Somewhere between like Rocky and Cosby for the game. Nope, y'all can't copy yet. Glad, moonwalking, and this here is our party. My posse's been on Broadway, and we did it all way. Chrome music, I shed my skin and put my bones into everything I record to it. And yeah, I'm on. Let that stage light go and shine on down. Got that Bob Barker suit game and Plinko in my style. Money, stay on my craft and stick around for those pounds. But I do that to pass the torch and put on for my town. Trust me, on my INDEPENDENT shit hustling. Chasing dreams since I was 14 with the four-track busting. Halfway across that city with the back crushed it. Labels out here, now they can't tell me nothing. We give that to the people, spread it across the country. Labels out here, now they can't tell me nothing.
tell me nothing. We give it to the people, spread it across the country.
Can we go back? This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like this feeling can't hold us. Like this feeling can't hold us. Can we go?
Damn grateful. I grew up really wanna go punts, but that's what you get when Wu-Tang raised you. Y'all can't stop me. Go hard like I got an 808 in my heartbeat. And I'm eating at the beat like it gave a little speed to a great white shark on shark. We rock. Gonna go off, gone. Deuces, goodbye. I got a world to see. And my girl, she wanna see Rome. Caesar make you a believer. Nah, I never ever did it for a throne. That validation comes from giving it back to the people. Now, sing this song and it goes like, raise those hands. This is our party. We came here to live life like nobody was watching. I got my city right behind me. If I fall, they got me. Learn from that failure, gain humility, and then we keep marching.
Can we go back? This is the moment.
Listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host,
Sadie Sharp.
And our topic tonight is, can you love a bad boy? And Sadie, we got a few minutes left in the show, and I was thinking about this during the musical break. How does one... How can I put this? How does one become a bad boy? Is it a conscious process in your mind? Is it something that happens unconsciously? How does one become a bad boy? I mean, are bad boys born or made?
The type of bad boy that we're talking about, they find a place of comfort. Mm. You know, guys are really good with not wanting to change things when they're working, you know? Mm-hmm. And they find a place where they're comfortable and they're confident there. And then sometimes they have experienced a relationship, even if it wasn't that serious. Mm-hmm. And what will happen is when it brings about feelings that bring them out of their comfort, when they do go back to that comfort zone, it gets even worse. And that's when they just get really bad.
You know, it's funny. I've said this in private conversations I've had, and I think there's a piece of this that's bad boyish. I've said to people, I'm a lamb by nature, but I've had to become a lion to survive. And it's interesting because my astrological sign is Leo, and I guess my nature is the more purring,
soft, cuddly side of the cat nature. But I've had to become the lion.
Oh, I've seen the lion. I've seen the lion.
And I've had to become at times the king of the jungle. I've had to roar. And I say that as a man of color in this society, because I think racism still exists. Yes, we have a person of color in the Oval Office. The doggone it, racism still exists. I'm watching CNN tonight, and in Valdosta, Georgia, this young boy, I guess he's probably 16, 17 years old, found him in a gymnasium wrapped in some type of carpeting, and the state, after doing the investigation, said it was an accident, and they actually didn't acknowledge certain evidence that would point to the fact that it's a murder. You know, I'm at the West Indian Day Parade on Monday, and I understand the cop got stabbed in his neck, and the day before, 1-year-old got shot. You know, and all these kinds of things impact men of color. So, you know, say they're dealing corporate America, as you work in corporate America, you can't be passive. You understand what I'm saying? You can't be passive and survive that thing. So I've had to take a cue from the bad boy and develop a hard side to myself. And it's funny because I don't dislike that side of myself. I don't regret having developed that side to myself. I think anything can go to an extreme and be problematic, but I think that bad boy part of me that I've had to develop has been kindness, and I've needed it to survive this life. You know?
Yes, I completely know exactly what you mean.
So, Sadie, when was that the end of the show? You know, I like to always hear your final thoughts. Can you love a bad boy? What do you have to say in closing?
I would say you have to evaluate what type of girl or woman you are first. I mean, anytime you're trying to match a woman with a boy, you're going to have a problem.
Wow.
Are you a good girl? Are you a bad girl? Or are you a grown woman?
Wow. You know what? This is Sadie. I think that's a shortcut. You know that, right? I like that.
Are well, Micah, I'm a good girl right now. I'm in good girl. I'm in good girl status right now. I don't feel like doing all them things that grown women gotta do.
Yeah, I like that. Are you a good girl? Ladies, listen. I really didn't say a whole lot to my sisters tonight. I like that though. You know, are you a good girl? Are you a bad girl? Are you a woman? Because and you have to be self-aware, because each of those, I'll just say personas, have a particular take on what it means to be with a bad boy. And likewise, man, and this may be another show topic, you know, are you a good boy, quote-unquote, a bad boy, or a man? You understand? And for me, I don't know, I'm at a point in my life where I can embrace all three personas depending upon what the moment or the situation calls for. And let's go.
The only time I want to be on a grown woman thing is when it's dealing with the kids or the office. Other than that, I love being in good girl mode.
Yeah.
I don't want to come out of good girl mode, but not when it comes to my personal life.
Right.
You know, I got to be in good girl mode for business, for the kids. I mean, you know, grown woman mode. I love getting off that grown woman thing. I like to step off to the side.
I get it. And you know,
Get out of line. Step to the side.
Exactly. You know, and I think, Sadie, you know, as we bring our show to a close, I just think we live in a world that is sufficiently complex that we have to be able to adopt multiple personas. Given what the situation calls for. I'll end by saying this. I remember something that the Brat said. She was on Biggest Loser. She says, I'm a chameleon. I'm a chameleon. I become what I have to become given the situation. Sadie, we have 30 seconds left. Why don't you sign us off in your own way? It's good to have you back on the show after after your vacation.
Ladies, if you made that conscious decision to love a bad boy, remember all things good. Look at things for what you want them to be. Look at things for what they are, and it's nothing like a person loving you for who you are. It's the best way to love a bad boy.
Listen, everybody, that's our show for tonight. Tune in next week for Real, Relevant, and Raw on Blog Talk Radio.